Affairs, funeral home, and cremation services.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Here from the Wake Up Crew, John, Brian, and Dalton here with you for another fun fact, fun-filled morning.
Fun-filled, fact-filled, what else starts with an F?
Boredom-filled. Anyway, but we got the Monday out of the way. You know, that's always a good day. Monday was kind of different, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a little warmer than usual, and it didn't rain a whole lot till, you know, late. So
I just hate the time change.
Oh, what?
I don't like losing an hour. It takes so long to catch up. And I've tried the naps and all, and it just makes me go to bed later, and I can't figure it out.
I think it's harder on school kids than it probably is you, wouldn't you think? I mean, no, I wouldn't be ugly. I'm just,
well, to be fair, we are here earlier than they're going to school.
I'm much older than they are.
and more cantankerous than they are. But yeah, it takes a little getting used to. But, you know, I thought Sunday morning came, you know.
Sunday morning came early.
Woo, sure it did. I forgot. Well, we had basketball, didn't we?
Yeah, but I tried to take a nap the last Sunday and yesterday, took a little nap in the afternoon just to try to get back. But what I wound up doing is going to bed later, an hour later, because it feels like it's not late. Your body is not ready for sleep. And so it's just messing me up.
What you need to do is bite the bullet and not take a nap and then just go to bed an hour earlier than usual and sleep through the night. Then you'll catch that hour up and get a full night's rest.
Thanks, Dr. Phil.
you want to throw something at him right now?
Yes. Well,
I had a problem because we had a game. And so I'm driving home thinking, oh, man, you know, I got home. I'm pretty close. I live close to Blackman. And I'm like, oh, it's going to be pretty neat, you know. But when I got home, I realized it wasn't 9 o'clock. It was 10 o'clock. That's depressing.
And then you had to let Chipper out.
Well, yeah.
And he still doesn't know what's going on.
No.
Because he doesn't speak English.
No. He's a dog.
He's real confused as to why the time changed.
The dog doesn't speak English. He can speak Chinese, but he can't speak English. But anyway.
I have a little note from one of our avid listeners, since you mentioned Chipper this morning. Miss Sue Cook sent us a letter. And Bart gave me that letter yesterday, and I thought I'd mention it this morning because it falls in line with Chipper. Uh-oh. It just reminded me of that.
I really don't. I really am good to him.
No. She said, I totally enjoy your morning crew every morning, but it was especially funny this morning. This was one day last week when we talked about the story about letting Chipper out to go potty.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And she said her son got married and left their 118-pound Rottweiler named Biscuit with her. So she now has to let Biscuit in and out. And, you know, so she sympathized with you having to let Chipper out. But Miss Sue Cook has been in Murfreesboro since 1958 and listens to the station, retired from State Farm after 40-plus years, and listens
so
in every day.
So her son got married.
Her son got married and left.
And she thought she was out of the woods, you know, got the kid married, and there you go. And no,
no.
Biscuit. Biscuit.
What a great name for a Rottweiler.
Named Biscuit. That's scary. I don't know. I just something about being named Biscuit.
Yeah.
That's a cute name. I like
it. She never ever had an inside dog, and now she does.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So Biscuit's changed her world a little bit, just like Chipper changed your world.
Well, I'm sitting at last night. This happened last night. Okay. I have a set of Crocs that I have in the room that I go outside with him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He takes my Crocs, and I hear him down there, and I go, well, they're Crocs. You know, let him have fun. Let him enjoy himself. It's better than throwing a toy out there every 5 seconds. And he takes... And my Croc is like completely ruined. It's like completely destroyed. It's like deformed. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like, it looks like you took it, melted it. You know, it's kind of like, that's the way it looks.
Don't they always look like that anyway?
Well, Crocs? Yeah. But
Bobby left a pair of hers in the car once on a summer day, and it melted them. So we had to put them in the microwave and reform the Crocs after heating them up in the microwave. So that may be a way to fix yours after Chipper got a hold of them.
Chipper's getting on my nerves. I mean, I just got to be honest. He's getting on my nerves. But I appreciate the letter. Anybody else has any suggestions to take care of Chipper for me? That, or not take care of him, not take him, but, you know, some ideas to make him quit chewing. I've tried just about everything. So,
well, she kind of feels for you.
Well, 6:17, it's time to take that first look at the weather. We've got Fox Sports and local sports in 3 minutes.
Good morning, guys. Looks like you might need to keep that umbrella handy for most of the days this week, as we're expecting multiple rounds of showers and a few thunderstorms as well, starting today with a high of 68, and then we'll see an overnight low down to 47. More showers and thunderstorms continue both Wednesday and into Thursday, with a high of 68 and 71, and then as we get into Friday and the weekend, they start becoming a little isolated in some areas at a high of 63 and 50 degrees. Currently, it's 56 degrees.
The Daikin Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Where do you go when you have problems and you feel like there's no one you can talk to about them? Who do you talk to when there's just nobody else that seems to be going through the kind of thing that you've gone through? My name is Mike Courtney. I'm the director of Branches Counseling Center, and we're here to make a difference in your life. If you'd like to find out more about Branches or Christian counseling, we encourage you to contact us by going to the website at branchescounselingcenter.com.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
It's a good place to be. We've been here now. I'm going on my fourth year. My wife passed away about a year ago. She said that every day, I'm happy here. And of course, I'm staying here.
What activities do you like here?
Oh, the activities are great. We have exercise every day. Just depends on what the day is as to what we're going to be having. But music, Bible studies.
Stones River Manor on Haynes Drive.
Hey, it's Scott Walker. Guys, have you noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive? It could be low T or something else like sleep apnea or even low thyroid. Get a quick and easy health assessment at Low T Center. They treat more than low T, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, and more. It's covered by most health insurance, so if you've been feeling tired, grumpy, have weight gain, and loss of muscle mass, call 615-603-3542 or go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
The Blue Raider fan source for officially licensed Middle Tennessee gear is Raider Tees. T-shirts, caps, sweats in all sizes, designs, colors, children's to plus sizes. Raider Tees has decals and license plates to show everyone your favorite team. Plus, check out their wide selection of Blue Raider art, jewelry, even golf tee markers. Show your Blue Raider pride with the largest selection of Blue Raider merchandise anywhere by shopping Raider Tees, 910 Ridgely Road, just before the bridge over Broad behind Chewy's.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In the NBA, just three games on the schedule. The Nuggets knocked off the Bucks 109-95. Denver had all five of their starters scoring in double digits in the win. For Milwaukee, they're still a league best 53-12, but they're currently riding a season-high three-game losing streak. Raptors beat the Jazz in Utah 101-92. Serge Ibaka and Pascal Siakam each 27 points for Toronto. And it went double overtime in Atlanta before the Hawks outscored the Hornets 143-138. Trae Young, 31 points. For Atlanta. College basketball, we had the West Coast Conference Tournament semifinals going on, and they included a couple of ranked teams. Number 2 Gonzaga beat San Francisco 81-70 to advance to the final, but number 14 BYU lost to St. Mary's 51-50, and East Tennessee State won the Southern Conference Tournament title. They get the automatic bid into the NCAA tournament. News from the NHL, where the San Jose Sharks will not have fans in attendance for their upcoming three home games after Santa Clara County announced a ban on gatherings of 1,000 people or more due to the coronavirus.
WGNS Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day. If you've been injured, go to johndaylegal.com.
Three teams with dreams of making it to the Murphy Center for Boys State. Only one makes it. I'm Brian Barrett.
The Blackman Blaze are headed back to the state championships with a 20-point win over the Bradley Bears.
For the seventh time in 9 years, the Blackman boys punch their ticket to the Blue Cross Basketball Championships next week with a 54-34 win over Bradley Central. Senior Zorn Harrington led the Blaze in scoring with 14. Kalen Benton Hamilton and TJ Cross added 10 each last night. The Siegel boys fall to number one Cleveland 81-66 and come up a game short of the state tournament. In Class Single A, Eagleville trailed by only 3 through 3 quarters, but a 22-7 fourth quarter by Clay County ended the Eagles' run, final 61-43. The boys' state tournament draw is tonight. We'll have that information around 6 o'clock or so.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:22 here on a Tuesday morning from the Wake Up Crew. Well, Sue Cook has helped me feel better about Chipper.
Yeah,
I mean, I really appreciate that letter. That was nice. That somebody has a bigger dog than me that lives in the house with them. You know, poor Sue.
So you can write us. You can also send us an email, wakeupcrew@wgnsradio.com, or even hit us up on the Wake Up Crew hotline, 615-893-1450, extension 106.
Oh, and by the way, congratulations on the commercial that you're doing. That's gone viral.
The TV spot, my daughter.
Yeah, the TV spot. It's gone viral.
What was funny about that is my daughter said, well, you're famous now. It's like, I've been on the radio for 25 years. I don't think a TV commercial is that much different.
But. Brian and famous. I never really put
I didn't
together,
either. It just hit me really funny that she said I was famous.
Well, see, it had like 12 hits.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
12 views. Great.
Well, I was pretty impressed. You were in your radio voice.
Uh-huh.
I kind of like that part.
Yes.
You know?
Well, see, I didn't recognize it was him at first, even though I've heard the commercial.
He is a little different.
It took me a second.
He does do it a little different. It's more like, hey, I'm Brian Barrett.
I know
that
kind of
thing. Yeah. Yeah. You know, he kind of, you know, it was a little smoother than normal, you know, rather him just reading something off the cuff, you know, like, you know, barely getting through it, that kind of thing. But you know what? Enough about Brian, the famous radio announcer or TV announcer. It's time for the real fact.
We're going to talk about Barbie. Specifically, if Barbie was life-sized, what would the dimensions be?
What?
If Barbie was
this scared me. Okay, go ahead.
If Barbie were life-sized, what would the dimensions be? Proportionally, she would be 7 feet and 2 inches tall. So that's how tall Barbie would be if she was life-sized.
Wow.
The more you know really doesn't apply to that.
Not
that
really.
Was too much to know.
That's TMI.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow.
7'2".
Yep.
I just don't guess I've ever thought about that kind of thing. Have you? I mean,
Ken must be 8'4".
It's 6:24 here on the Wake Up Crew. Coming up, we've got to check on local news, then Today in History, right here on the Wake Up Crew.
People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster.
I think I lost most of my hearing in my left ear from driving in traffic with the window down in my car.
Sharpshooter Terry Webb.
People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Did it change your life?
I was able to hear again. There's a TV device that I absolutely love. I can control my volume without affecting anybody else in the room.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster, 608 East Clark Boulevard.
I'm Peter Demas, inviting you to eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. We've expanded our tables in order to accommodate large groups. So if you have 12 or 15, we can kind of get you close to each other. We created systems to go along with it. We have spent our time and energy really focusing on making certain that we can do that and get the food out. We want to make certain that we can accommodate you and serve your needs. This is Peter Demas, and I'm inviting your family to come eat with my family at Demas's Restaurant at 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
A 23-year-old Shelby County woman killed on I-24 near the Rutherford-Davidson County line about 4:30 Sunday morning. Police say she'd been driving her Nissan Versa eastbound on I-24 and appeared to have been driving on the rim when it hit the guardrail. A person ran to help the woman, but she apparently became frightened and ran. Reportedly, she was only wearing one shoe when several vehicles hit her. An autopsy will be performed. However, there were no signs of drugs, alcohol, or other wrongdoing. She was pronounced dead at the scene. It's TSSAA High School Basketball Tournament time in Middle Tennessee, and MTSU once again making temporary parking and traffic changes to accommodate its guests and neighbors. The TSSAA Division I High School Basketball Tournaments are set for March 11th through 14th for the girls and March 18th through 21st for the boys inside the Murphy Center's Hale Earl Arena on the northwest corner of MTSU campus. An update on the Nashville tornadoes. The Tennessee Department of Health says that deaths caused by the tornado specifically have remained to 24. Of that number, 18 fatalities were recorded in Putnam County, 3 in Wilson County, and 2 in Davidson County, with 1 fatality reported in Benton County. The National Weather Service has determined 10 tornadoes touched down across Tennessee, 7 of those in Middle Tennessee. 2 strongest and most damaging tornadoes included an EF3 that tracked over 60 miles across the Nashville metro area eastward to Smith County, as well as an even stronger EF4 that caused severe damage in central Putnam County between Baxter and Cookeville. All of the tornadoes are moving extremely fast with ground speeds at 60 to 70 miles an hour. News on demand 24/7 at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news. The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27 on a Tuesday. You're listening to Green Onions here on Jazz Radio.
WGNS.
That takes you back, doesn't it? It is 27 minutes after 6 o'clock, almost 28 now, since I've kind of goofed around. And want to remind you that county schools are out half day on Thursday, and city's out all day on Friday.
WGNS.
That's right, on WGNS. Yeah. You ever notice when he finds something that he plays it a lot?
WGNS.
Like that, you know.
Yeah. See, I thought when I was kind of working with that audio, I thought, you know, we could play that before we play our open.
And it'd be
cool way to start the show, but no, he's just going to play it 4 times in a row during Today in History.
And we'll never hear it again.
No,
ever. We'll never hear it again.
know,
I'm going to find, I've got to find a laugh or something of his, and I'm going to record it on my phone.
Oh,
and
okay. Then, you can play it.
Uh-huh. Just right here.
I'll get you like a buzzer. So when we play trivia. Minute.
How about I'm Brian Barrett?
Well, that one plays during the show. So,
yeah. But he gets mad about that. He doesn't like that.
I don't. Maybe his, you know.
Well, he does that a lot. That's for sure.
But you know.
We're kind of a carryover. Kind of had a carryover from Monday, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
I'll tell you. It's good to be here this morning with you, and we hope that you're having a great morning so far and enjoying a cup of coffee, that kind of thing. You know, kids are going to be out half a day on Thursday for county.
Maybe an iced frappuccino.
Yeah, that would be good. But you know what? If you're a little down, if you're a little grumpy this morning.
Or if you
have a coughing spell.
Yeah.
The only thing
I'm
can,
not sick. I'm I'll choking you, on a peanut. Just tell so
you
everybody
how I tell you how I can remedy that, and we're going to a little Today in History.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Beard.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
Yes, sir. We're ready for Today in History. 1876 we go. The first telephone made by Alexander Graham Bell.
Ring, ring.
Yeah.
Ring,
ring. Oh, is that what they do? Is that the sound it makes? Okay. Yeah, you can still get that on a cell phone, can't you?
The ring, regular ring. His probably didn't do that.
No.
His probably you probably had to know that somebody was calling at first.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you ask him?
No, I didn't. Where was the first?
He called Mr. Watson. I do know that.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Maybe that's where we get the ring from the Bell, because his last name was Graham Bell.
Could be. The Bell Telephone Company?
Yeah.
Got that too. It's 1964. Thanks for the input there, Brian. 1964, Simon and Garfunkel record the first version of The Sounds of Silence.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping within the sound of silence.
Wait for
it. Restless dreams, I walked alone.
Now, in the version later on for the movie, you have a big drum section in there that comes in that part right there.
Hmm.
So that was kind of the acoustic version, the early version. Great song, though.
Sad song.
One of the greatest songs of 1964. In 1965, we changed the pace a little bit with Buck Owens' first hit on this album that became Album of the Year.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
One more time.
Classic Buck right there. Listen to that. Okay, I guess that's all.
Good guitar lick right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'll tell you. And that's classic Buck right there. I've got a tiger by the tail. He also had a big hit with Who's Gonna Mow Your Grass. That was a great song, too.
I ask that every summer.
Yeah, Who's Gonna Mow Your Grass? And finally, in 1978, and we'll talk about this after we play it, The Incredible Hulk, starring Bill Bixby, premieres on CBS.
I thought I'd let you talk over it.
Oh.
Because it's so somber.
A classic television show.
This music is almost as sad as The Sounds of Silence.
And he always played this at the end of the show.
Because he was walking away so sad that he had to leave another town.
After his shirt had been torn by himself.
And he destroyed cars and got angry.
Yeah. He always had a little bit of his shirt still on him, you know, at the end.
That's a look I wish they'd bring back. You know, have a little bit of the shirt on the whole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know that show, and subsequently the movie, The Trial of the Incredible Hulk, is responsible for the first time Stan Lee cameoed in a Marvel movie.
That is correct. Wasn't he a juror?
He was a juror and Daredevil, Matt Murdock, was the Hulk's lawyer in that movie.
I need to get that on YouTube and watch that.
Yeah, it's pretty
That's
neat.
Bill Bixby, right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It's the same. It ties into the show.
It was the last one, wasn't it?
Daredevil actually appears in that. And I think Thor appears in the show at some point.
So that was kind of a catalyst for the movie stuff.
Oh, yeah. Long time before that.
It's pretty good stuff, Dalton. I always want to call you Brian. I don't know why. Anyway, it's time for another look at the weather and our first look at the traffic here in Murfreesboro. Other things coming up, Good Neighbor Events. That's coming up in about 90 seconds, all on the Wake Up Crew here on This Morning.
Good morning, guys. Looks like you might need to keep that umbrella handy for most of the days this week, as we're expecting multiple rounds of showers and a few thunderstorms as well, starting today with a high of 68, and then we'll see an overnight low down to 47. More showers and thunderstorms continue both Wednesday and into Thursday, with a high of 68 and 71, and then as we get into Friday and the weekend, they start becoming a little isolated in some areas at a high of 63 and 50 degrees. Currently, it's 56 degrees.
Good morning. It's really picked up as far as the traffic volume in the last few minutes here on 24 westbound, up through the Hickory Hollow area, continuing towards Nashville. All the traffic coming in from Coffee County into Rutherford right now, pretty much on schedule here on 24. 24 getting on to 840. That's also picked up quite a bit. Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. They started all this hot chicken craze way before everybody else. That's Princess Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe.
If you have glaucoma, you know someone that has glaucoma and they're taking a lot of drops or pills and that hasn't been very successful, the Zengel stent, this is definitely something you should look into. We have been the first ones, you know, in the area to do it, that it works so well.
McCabe Vision Center.
I'm recommending this now instead of any other glaucoma surgery.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the law offices of John Day, the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon, and Americare Pest Control.
Hello, I'm Dave Gober with FNB Mortgage.
And Dean Higby with South Branch Nursery.
Be sure to tune in every Saturday for the Rutherford Home Show, presented by Old South Property.
We are joined each week by local professionals to give helpful information about your home
and the local community.
We also give you local real estate stats and rate information.
Join us here on WGNS for the Rutherford Home Show.
Saturdays at noon with Dean Higby and Dave Grover here on WGNS.
It's Tuesday, March the 10th. Time for Good Neighbor Events from News Radio WGNS. Give the gift of life all day today at the Murfreesboro Red Cross. They are critically low on blood and desperately need your donation of blood. That blood drive from 11:30 a.m. until 7:30 tonight. The Murfreesboro Red Cross is at 501 Memorial Boulevard. Also, family game time is tonight at 7 o'clock at the Linebaugh Public Library. The free computer class for senior citizens is tonight over at the Technology Engagement Center. That's right next to Hobgood Elementary School and behind the Fire Hall on Mercury Boulevard. And there is a grief share class tonight, 6:30, at Barfield Baptist Church. And the TSSAA Girls State Blue Cross Basketball Championships start tomorrow through Saturday at MTSU's Murphy Center. Plus, any Wednesday, for those having parenting problems, you can walk in to the Rutherford County Juvenile Court Center for help from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. From News Radio, WGNS, those are Good Neighbor Events.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. Now I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
For 80 years, Roscoe Brown has been the trusted name in heating, cooling, and plumbing for Middle Tennessee homeowners and businesses. Throughout the years, our number one goal has been to accurately assess your HVAC and plumbing systems. With four locations in Middle Tennessee, we provide 24/7 assistance by calling 1-888-MY-ROSCOE. Turn to the experts at Carrier and Roscoe Brown. People you know, a name you trust. RoscoeBrown.com.
At Ascension St. Thomas, care is more than a word. Care is serving our patients, standing with them in times of need, and showing compassion when they're at their most vulnerable. Care is listening and delivering personalized plans from a team of specialists, providing leading-edge treatments at every step. At Ascension St. Thomas, care is more than a word. It's our calling. Make your next appointment at getsthealthcare.com.
Count on Hanks True Value Hardware for the best bargains around. Right now, a Louisville 2-foot aluminum stepladder is just $29.99 while supplies last. It has a molded plastic platform, slip-resistant feet, and reinforced bottom braces. It's the perfect size for a variety of painting, storage, and cleaning needs. The 2-foot aluminum stepladder is just $29.99. This is Jerry Sanders. Stop in for this bargain of the month today at Hanks True Value Hardware, 1807 Memorial Boulevard.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Nice guy. 6:39 here on the Wake Up Crew on this Tuesday morning. It's time for dad joke of the day. And to recap yesterday's action, I gave you a 10?
Yeah.
And I was criticized.
No.
And Dalton gave you a 9. And I criticized him. So there you go. I thought you deserved the 10.
There was a lot of controversy.
But in other words, though, he got off to a good start, though, didn't he, Dalton?
Yes. Very good start. One of the best starts to a week he's ever had.
Yeah. Can he continue? That's the question.
Well, it's Tuesday. We'll see.
He's looking at me like he doesn't even have
it. It's first day of the week.
Do you know what rabbits eat on their birthday?
Lettuce?
Carrot cake?
Was that it?
Carrot cake.
It was it.
I wasn't trying to guess the joke.
What are we doing now?
I wasn't trying to guess the joke.
Well, we can't count it against him because you took the punchline.
He's done that before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but before it was on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to give you a 3. What did you get? What do you give him, Brian?
What I give Dalton?
Uh-huh.
-4.
It was an accident, I promise.
That's not an accident. It's never an accident with you.
It happens rarely here on the Wake Up Crew and our dad joke of the day.
Carrot cake.
Coming up, it's CBS National News Headlines and then Ron Jordan.
CBS News Update. As coronavirus cases in the U.S. continue to climb and stocks continue on a deep slide, President Trump will ask Congress to approve a payroll tax cut today. Dow futures are up 941 after the worst one-day drop in history. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
If you're really thinking about your accounts, your retirement, and watching the volatility day to day, what you need to know is this is likely to persist.
There are concerns about the president's health. CBS's Paula Reed at the White House.
President Trump traveled with one of those self-quarantined lawmakers yesterday on Air Force One. Another one is the president's incoming chief of staff. But the White House says the president has not been tested because he has not come into contact with anyone who has tested positive, and they say he's not exhibiting any symptoms.
James Kai is one of 786 confirmed cases in the U.S. He's hospitalized after attending a medical conference in New York City.
People have to take coronavirus seriously.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
Rutherford County residents should get an invitation to complete the U.S. Census on or about March 12th. Census results could equal more tax dollars returning to places like Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and other places. June Iljana, Tennessee media specialist with the U.S. Census Bureau, explains.
We know that about 20% of people in the state of Tennessee, and that goes for Rutherford County as well, probably will not respond to the census on their own. So we're relying on the committee and other community leaders to help us reach out to the hard-to-reach community and make sure that they are counted, because the census actually brings our tax dollars back to our state and to our county to fund services that everyone uses, including education, health care, roads, public safety. Everyone uses those services, so we need to count every person to make sure that we receive our full funding.
The Environmental Protection Agency has finalized a new rule saying it clarifies which types of waterways are protected under the Clean Water Act and which are not. The clarification comes after some farmers in Rutherford, Bedford, Coffee, and Cannon counties voiced their concerns about the unfair impact they felt this would have had on their ponds and even on some of the streams that travel through their farmlands. Kathy Hawes, the executive director of the Tennessee Clean Water Network, has more.
What this EPA has done is, without any scientific evidence, they've announced a rollback that says that pretty much all isolated wetlands and ephemeral streams are not going to be covered under the Clean Water Act, which means that the states have no power to enforce water quality protections.
Meanwhile, the EPA has maintained that the change ends decades of uncertainty over which waterways fall under federal protection. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio, WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Nova Copy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Novatech to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
And remember, the last Saturday of every month, all donated items are 30% off the sticker price.
30%?
That's right, 30% off the sticker price, all donated items on the last Saturday of every month.
That's only at the Habitat Restore here in Murfreesboro.
850 Mercury Boulevard.
But don't wait. What you really want may be gone.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Come on over and save.
Kick off your meal at Toots with one of our baskets of fried dill pickles. Truly will make it a memorable experience.
Good food and fun. Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Good Food and Fun. Our original location is Broad Medical Center Parkway. Our new location, Toots West, is located at the corner of Rucker and 96. Toots South is located at the corner of Barfield Crescent and Highway 231. and in Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway.
Bell Jewelers, celebrating our 140th year in business.
Well, with being 140 years old, I mean, there is some old cases, and we want to treasure those and keep those in our showroom. But at the same time, we need to be modern. We've redone the whole showroom. We have computerized technology, so we are a new, vibrant business, but we have an old tradition. Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's oldest retailer.
821 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Hi, I'm Cindy Landham at TheLiberatedEater.com. I help people who are sick of struggling with food, dieting, and weight. Here's the bad news. You can diet the rest of your life, but until you heal your relationship with food, the exhausting battle will continue. But here's the good news. You can be free. We're starting a new group in Murfreesboro in March for people who want to change their food life permanently. Come join us. Go to TheLiberatedEater.com. Click on Local Workshop to find out more. TheLiberatedEater.com. Things are about to change.
It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Here's another reason to bank with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you have an elite checking account with First National Bank of Murfreesboro, you get discounts when you shop at over 360 local businesses, plus $10,000 accidental death insurance. All of the benefits from elite checking add up. I'm Ellie Byers, inviting you to step up your service and switch to the bank Murfreesboro calls first. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
How is the Historic Bottoms Project going?
We've had several discussions. We really haven't been able to nail anyone down to redevelop.
Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
I don't want this to sound insensitive, but we work with the Hark, with Bill Krause, with Scott Foster, great partners with the city. I do think that we're going to have to be able to work through that whole area. You've got Palmer Produce, and you've got some of the areas that down there are vacant, and Cannonsburg. You know, we constantly get complaints on people feeling unsafe in those areas just because of the transient nature of some of the people who are coming in and out of there. And that's something our police have really cracked down on. But, you know, we've got a really overriding goal of being able not only to work with Journey Home and the homeless population that's in that area. We really need to do everything we can and to be able to bring up the entire area. And, you know, that stretches over to Bridge Avenue, that stretches over to Kings Highway. We just recently repaved that area right in front of the Experience Church and going to Quality Furniture. So we've got that whole area that we want to continue to work on, and we can't forget our older neighborhoods, and that's something that we're going to stay committed to.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
You know, we've got everything in place, but the first person to go in is always the hardest to get, and we'll continue to work on it.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 on this Tuesday morning here from the Wake Up Crew. We have got a busy day ahead. We've got much more to come, and we've got Action Line. We've got Swap and Shop after our show. We've got Rutherford Issues.
Truman Show.
Truman Show. I always forget the Truman Show. It's 9. I listen to it.
How could you?
I know. I listen to it. For some reason, I think Action Line's at 9 for some reason, and it's at 8. So I never get that right.
It's at 8:10.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, once it's good.
Well, we're really on at 6:11, 7:10 with Steve Kathan, right?
Yeah, that's Steve Kathan.
Yeah, there you go. Let's take a look at holidays, and we've got one today that's really special.
It's special for a lot of people. Today's Mario Day. Mario, the video game character.
Today is?
That is today, yes. A lot of people probably don't know this about my dear, dear father. He is a huge Mario fan. He's got the game on his phone that he can play, and a few years ago we got a Wii. And he was able to get the Mario game, you know, that's very similar to the one he played as a kid. And man, does he have anger issues when he's playing video games. Oh, yes. We're talking storming out of the room, quitting.
Doesn't like to lose.
He'll quit. A level will get so hard, he will quit because he's so angry.
Is that really true? You storm out of a room?
No.
And he's certainly never thrown anything.
I have thrown the Wii remote.
That's why they have the wrist straps.
Yeah. He tore cartilage trying to throw it.
I think I did.
Oh, me. Anyway, that's holidays. It's coming up next time to Focus on the Family at 6:50 here. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew.
Every man needs to feel like a hero. We're built to be warriors. The trouble is, most guys don't feel like they get a chance to use their strength on behalf of their family very often. I mean, how many guys march in from the front yard on Saturday with their chest puffed out saying, "I mowed the lawn"? That just doesn't quite hit it. Maybe that's why so many young men believe they have to prove their manhood through brute strength. It's how much weight you can lift or how hard you can punch. Isn't that what sets the heroes apart from everybody else? Maybe in the movies. But in everyday life, even more important than outer strength is inner strength. A real man lays his life down for his family every single day. Like when a dad plays catch in the front yard with his son or daughter, even though he's tired from a long day at work. Or when he talks his daughter through her first breakup, even though he'd rather she not grow up at all. Sometimes it's as simple as a husband skipping the ball game on television to run an errand to the store for his wife. It's the hardest thing for men to be less selfish, but that's what it is. Those things may not sound very heroic, but that's because guys usually think masculinity is found in the big things. The truth is, it's mostly found in the inner strength that enables a man to serve his wife and kids each and every day. You'll find encouragement to make every day count at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's is your ammo headquarters, and we will not be undersold. We've got the area's largest selection at the very best everyday prices, and you'll save even more when you buy in bulk. Come in now and load up on the best deals on handgun, rifle, rimfire, and shot shell ammo. When you think ammo, think Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Shop in one of our hundreds of stores across the country or online at BassPro.com and Cabela's.com. Your adventure starts here.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/search. That's ZipRecruiter.com/search.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:53 on the Wake Up Crew.
It's good, sports night.
Good morning. Yeah. Makes me think about it every time. It's funny how it gets synonymous with things.
I know.
Right now it's time for celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
I'm sorry I had to rush. We got a lot to do on celebrity birthdays today. Are you guys ready for this ride?
Mm-hmm. Busy.
It's going to be good. 1940, Chuck Norris was born.
In the eyes of a ranger, the unsuspecting stranger had better know the truth of wrong from right. 'Cause the eyes of the ranger are upon you.
Would that make him about 80? That's right, isn't it?
Yeah. That's nuts.
Yeah.
He's still built.
Still kicking?
Still kicking, yeah. 1940, another one. Dean Torrance. He was a singer with Jan and Dean.
Grab your board in the sidewalk, surfing with me. Don't be afraid to try the trickiest.
They were part of Jan and Dean. And Jan actually had a car wreck, and they had a song about it, Ride the... Dead Man's Curve, and Jan disabilitated him for a while, but then he did live, and they recorded some more, but passed away just a few years ago. 1971, John Hamm. Yeah,
actor. Mad Men.
Mad Men, yes. And finally, 1983, Carrie Underwood.
I dug my key into the side of this red and
I want to remind you, now's your chance. Call or text your birthdays to us, 615-893-1450.
Good morning, guys. Looks like you might need to keep that umbrella handy for most of the days this week, as we're expecting multiple rounds of showers and a few thunderstorms as well, starting today with a high of 68, and then we'll see an overnight low down to 47. More showers and thunderstorms continue both Wednesday and into Thursday, with a high of 68 and 71. And then as we get into Friday and the weekend, they start becoming a little isolated in some areas at a high of 63 and 50 degrees. Currently, it's 56 degrees.
Hathaway's Demo Construction and Environmental Services can help with reoccurring maintenance, pressure washing, outdoor lighting, irrigation installation, and more. Call 615-541-3996. 615-541-3996.
Good morning. It is heavy out here, but it is moving. Let's keep it that way. 24 westbound now through the Hickory Hollow area. Headed up towards Nashville that way. Traffic's on the increase coming out of Coffee County into Rutherford on 24 westbound by 840. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Prince's Hot Chicken. They're located 5814 Millettsville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck.
Back pain, neck pain, hip pain. Fix the pain at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard next to Nachos.
Low back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain can be treated by a physical therapist without a doctor's referral.
Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard next to Nachos.
You've got miles and miles of grass to mow. So you're going to need a machine built to perform day in and day out, season after season. You're going to need a gravel built to mow the distance.
Kelton's Hardware and Pet, Middle Tennessee's home for Gravely commercial mowers. Old Fort Parkway across from Kohl's.
It's a slick pig barbecue. Spicy wings and Brunswick stew. Everything made fresh for you at the Slick Pig Barbecue. There's lean smoked turkey and chicken too. Ribs so tender don't need to chew. Well, come on, folks, I'm telling you, it's a Slick Pig Barbecue. In 1920 East Main, you're gonna love the pig.
The Slick Pig Barbecue, a Murfreesboro tradition.
Why join a credit union? Credit unions offer the same services as banks, but are not for profit. Credit unions are owned by their members, not Wall Street investors. Credit unions are among the highest rated services ever evaluated by Consumer Reports. Need another reason to join a credit union? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union now through April 15th, you could win $2,500 towards a summer vacation. Sounds like a good reason to me. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
MTSU College of Liberal Arts, together with Ascend Federal Credit Union, presents MTSU Arts, your ticket to hundreds of visual and performing arts events held on MTSU campus each year. Become a member of the MTSU Arts Patron Society for the 2019-2020 season and enjoy member-only benefits, including special events, exhibits, and performances. Visit MTSUArts.com to learn more and join today.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
2 minutes before the hour, CBS News at the top of the hour. Want to remind you, it's time to call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. Birthdays or anniversaries, call or text us, and we'll announce a winner around 8 o'clock this morning. A lucky person will receive a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe at 128 North Church Street on the east side of the square.
Ernie Brown is today's good neighbor of the day. He's a 36-year-old business owner who someone wrote in to tell us treats his staff and customers great. So he's going to receive some flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and us here at News Radio WGNS.
Want to remind you to give us a shout now on that birthday line, and also remind you that we've got the CBS World News Roundup coming up on WGNS. It's brought to you by the Low T Center, 2855 Medical Center Parkway, and by French's.
French's Shoes and Boots.
Well, that's where they've got their spring into sandal sale going on now. Buy any pair of sandals at French's everyday low prices and get 20% off a second pair of equal or lesser value. Big name brands out there, too. That's French's Shoes and Boots, 1837 South Church Street, just down from the Dodge dealer. And what did we learn today? Oh, no, that's the next hour. I'm sorry. Forget about that. Coming up, news, and we'll be back in about 10 minutes to start the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. Good morning.
News Radio, WGNS Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County, and the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. The Courthouse Clock shows it's 7 o'clock.